Hello, it's 5 minutes to the prophet is the word of God, episode 155. 155. And the scripture we've been using is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. That is the main scripture. And it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then we add James 1:22 to it. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. So in the previous episode, I was talking about how you build your house upon a rock, or you build your house upon a sand, and both the rock, the house on the rock, the house on the sand, will go through the same things. Rains will come, floods will come, and wind will beat on it. And one, the house fell, the other, the house was standing. But I think that another dimension of this scripture is Luke 46 to 48. And listen to how it goes. He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. So when you come with the attitude that you are going to do what Jesus is saying, you are going to be a practicer of the word, a doer of the word. He said, I will show you to whom he is like. So I will describe who you can liken him to. He says, like a man which built a house. So he says, you are like a man who built a house and digged deep. You digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. So it says that anybody who hears God's word and has the intention of, I am reading, I am studying, I'm coming to God's word, and I don't think I will ever stop saying this. Because when I say, where is God? Show me where God is. Who is going to find God or look for God, or catch God, or bring God in a test tube and see which color he is, what height? It's not possible. How are you then, a human being, going to know who God is? We can only know God through his word. Through his word. Why did God choose words? Because words don't die. Words don't die. Words live forevermore. Words are like God. So when God was coming and manifesting himself to the earth, what did he call himself? He called himself the Word. So John 1 begins with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Or another way is, in the beginning was the message, and the message was with God, and the message was God. So he says that if you come to God, to his Word, with this attitude that, I am reading, I'm studying, I'm hearing, as I'm hearing Prophetess Olivia on this podcast, and I'm paying attention, I'm listening to it. Why are you doing so? You're doing so that you will be a doer of the word. You take the word in so that you will do it. You take the word in so that you will practice it. So that if you are like that, then you are like a man who built his house and digged deep. He digged deep. He digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock to stay. Lay the foundation on a rock. So we've been talking about the foundation. What foundation do you have in your Christian life? What foundation is the foundation of, do you know something? I had a dream, and the dream, that is all your life is built around, dreams? Am I saying dreams are bad? Oh no, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that you can have a dream, wake up, put the dream by the word of God. If the dream is a contradiction of what the word says you are in Christ, you butcher that dream and throw it away and say, listen, the word says, the word of God says. Why? Because that is what you have as your foundation. The word is your foundation. Any other thing which is a contradiction, you will throw it away so that you uphold the word of God. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Keep listening, because the word is the essence of Christianity. That is all we have, his word.